Okay, so far I've shown you examples of some excellent prospecting emails as well as some really bad email pitches. Basically, I've shown you both extremes, the best and the worst. What if you're just getting started in business and don't yet have much to boast about? Or what if you can't come up with a top-notch, meaningful connection? Don't worry, you can still use warm email prospecting very effectively. And in this lesson, I'm going to show you how. Here's the thing, in order to teach this material more effectively, I had to start by showing you the extremes. I wanted to show you some ideal scenarios so you could see what you want to strive for. I also wanted to show you some really bad examples so you could see what most other businesses and solo professionals are doing wrong when it comes to email and why you want to avoid those mistakes. But in real life, most of us won't be able to come up with ideal scripts every single time, and that's okay. You can still apply these principles to come up with very effective email scripts. They may not be perfect, but they'll be a lot better than all the other junk landed in your prospects' inboxes, and they'll still get you noticed. I like to think of email scripts as falling into one of three categories. There are A-level scripts, which are basically the ones I've shown you in this module. These are top-notch messages that will get a very high response rate. But admittedly, it's not every day that you can find that kind of perfect match. On the other extreme, there are F-level scripts, F meaning failure. Those are the poorly conceived emails I showed you in the previous lesson. But then there are B-level scripts. These are scripts that may not be outstanding, but they're pretty darn good. Certainly better than the trash prospects get every day in their inboxes. And frankly, it's B-level scripts and pitches that are going to make you successful. That's because these are the everyday scripts you'll come up with most frequently. They'll be your bread and butter. So while A-level scripts will give you the big home runs, B-level scripts are your workhorse emails that will yield you most of your leads and clients over time. What makes these scripts B-level rather than A-level? Well, you know, it's not so much that they're missing a key element of the structure we discuss in this module. In most cases, they're considered B-level because the connection you're trying to make is maybe not as strong, or maybe your value statement is not as complete as you'd like. Again, that's okay. You still want to try and include all the key elements in your script, but if some of them are a bit weak or just not as strong as you'd like, that's fine. If you feel this is a prospect worth reaching out to, go for it. Let me give you some examples of B-level scripts so you can see what I mean. Subject line: I saw that you're doing a lot of video. Hi, Jennifer. I've come across your website a few times over the years because I do a lot of work with hospitals and clinics. As I looked through your website this morning, I noticed that you're starting to do a lot of video. Do you have an internal resource for this, or are you working with an outside professional? I ask because I'm a local videographer who focuses on shooting and producing instructional videos. Because of my experience in the health field, I may be able to help you get these pieces produced faster and more cost-effectively. Here's a link to some samples of my work. Let me know if you'd be interested in discussing further. I would actually consider this an A-level or A-minus level script. So let's look at a B-level version of this. I wanted to give you some contrast here. Subject line: I saw that you're doing a lot of video. Hi, Jennifer. I came across your website this morning and I noticed that you have a lot of instructional videos posted. Do you have an internal resource for this, or are you working with an outside professional? I ask because I'm a local videographer who focuses on shooting and producing instructional videos. I may be able to help you get these pieces produced faster and more cost-effectively. Here's a link to some samples of my work. Would it make sense for us to connect on the phone to discuss how I may be able to help you? So what makes this a B-level script? Well, first, notice that it didn't specify how I came across your website. I know that might sound trivial, but notice that in the first example, I added some credibility and justification by explaining that I had come across your website several times over the years. That showed that I've been around, that I'm familiar with your organization. One way to improve this would be to add some justification to that opening line by explaining why or how I came across your site. If I had just read an article where they were mentioned, I could make the opening stronger by saying that. But if that wasn't the case, that's okay too. Moving down the script, notice that my value statement wasn't as strong and relevant as it was in the first example. I didn't say that I do a lot of work with organizations in their industry, probably because I don't. So instead, I went straight to my question about need. However, further down, I at least talked about one of my specialties, which is shooting and producing instructional videos. That's definitely a differentiator. I then made a soft offer by giving them a link to some samples, and I also suggested that I may be able to help them get these pieces done faster and cheaper. I then ended with a suggestion to start some dialogue. So I would rate this email as a B-level pitch because it lacks some of the specificity of an A-level script. However, because it's still personalized, relevant, and short, it's still very good and a much better pitch than what this prospect would normally receive. Plus, notice that it's still somewhat specific in terms of the type of project you're pointing to. You're not saying that you can do A, B, C, D, and E. You're pointing to a specific type of deliverable you've identified and can help this prospect with. All right, let's take a look at another example. Subject line, congrats on the new position. Hi, Jack. I just read about your new promotion in the Atlanta Business Chronicle. Congratulations. I'm writing because I work with local companies to create rich marketing and sales content. I know Acme has produced several white papers and case studies in the past. If you're looking to expand that effort, I can help you turn around high-quality content quickly and cost-effectively. Here's a brief case study that explains how I recently helped a client do just that. Let me know if you're interested in discussing further. No sales pitch, just seeing if we might have a good fit. All right, let's examine the script in a little bit more detail. Both the subject line and opening sentence are great. They're tied together nicely, and they create a relevant and meaningful connection right away. The next paragraph contains the value statement. However, notice that this value statement is missing some key elements. For instance, there's not much in the way of differentiators or track record. However, notice how this person has at least focused on one potential service they could help this prospect with. As with the previous example, this person didn't list 17 things he could do for the prospect. Instead, he focused on one core area. From there, he shared a case study as a credibility and proof element, which is fantastic. And in my opinion, it really rounded out this pitch. However, if he didn't have such a case study, offering a link with some good samples would have also worked. He ended with a soft offer to chat further, and he preempted any resistance by telling the prospect that he's not going to have to endure a hard sales pitch if he agrees to a phone call. Instead, it will be a professional business discussion. So definitely a B-level script, but notice how effective it still is. I would send this email without hesitation. All right, let's look at another one. Subject line, sorry about the layoffs. Hi, Sharik. I learned from a friend about the recent layoffs at CFC. I was sorry to hear about it. I know some of the folks who were impacted were in your team. I wanted to extend an offer should a need arise in the near future. I'm a print and web designer specializing in print collateral and web design. If you have a temporary design need in one of these areas, I'd be happy to help. In the meantime, I can send you some specific samples and general pricing information. Let me know if you're interested, and I'll forward you that information right away. Notice that the subject line is very relevant and to the point. This is a sensitive area, so you have to tread carefully, and I think the writer did a good job of that. He started out by getting right to the point without being insensitive. This is a great example of a trigger event that wasn't published in the paper. Instead, the information came from a friend or colleague. So notice how he was able to still deliver that information without really getting into a ton of unneeded detail. From there, he didn't seem to have either an impressive track record, a list of impressive clients, or a niche that he could leverage. But notice how he positioned himself as a temporary solution to the new gap in Sharik's department. I'm assuming that the writer knew that the prospect's designer was one of the individuals who was let go in this layoff. So without acknowledging that, notice how he was able to make the point in a very direct and professional manner. He then offered to send some samples and pricing information and asked the prospect to reply if he was interested. Short, simple, relevant, to the point, certainly not an A-level pitch, but a very good B-level message that has a good chance of getting attention and response. All right, here's another one. Subject line. Saw that you're at IFC now. Hi, Tina. I saw on LinkedIn this morning that you just took a new position at IFC. Congratulations. I worked with your inside sales team at Klein 2 years ago to develop new follow-up scripts and a lead scoring mechanism. Since our engagement, I've been helping clients improve their appointment close ratio. In fact, I recently helped XYZ Corp boost their appointment conversions by 78%. I'd love the opportunity to chat with you to see if we can produce similar results at IFC. Can we schedule a call soon? Again, congrats on the new position. This one's a little different in that the writer is approaching a past client. However, the client is old enough that she needs to remind her how they know each other. And because of that, rather than using a traditional value statement, she demonstrated value by reminding this prospect that they have worked together in the past and what kind of performance improvements she has been delivering for clients over the last couple of years. The call to action was classy and well done, and the script was short and to the point. I hesitate to call this a B-level script because of the way it's written, but if, let's say, there was no results information in the script, in other words, nothing about the 78% improvement for one of her clients, it could end up being a B-level script, but certainly a very good one. And in that case, I would only suspect that it would be a B-level script because you'd be relying mainly on your connection with that person from 2 years ago. If that engagement had gone well, then, of course, your chances of a response here would probably be fairly good. But if it didn't go that great, or if you're not sure how it all went after you left, then you may or may not get anything out of it. Either way, I would send out this email or a similar variation of this without any hesitation. Okay, for the rest of this lesson, I want to run through more email scripts from solo professionals who have shared with me what they've written and actually used. Some are better than others, but I think the real value here is in seeing how some of your peers have positioned themselves and crafted their scripts. So I'm not going to comment on every detail of these emails. I'll just point out a couple of things I liked in each script. And by the way, I've changed the names in each script to protect the identity of the person who wrote it. Here's the first one. Subject line. Congrats on the excellent press coverage. Hello, Heidi. I read the recent Star Tribune article about the Minnesota Clinical Research Alliance with interest and saw a great follow-up article in the Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal today. I'm writing because I think I can help you with this effort. My specialty is capturing the enthusiasm of scientists, engineers, and researchers and translate it into language and context that's easily understood by regulatory agencies, third-party payers, physicians, and patients. Over the last 20 years, my clients have included the American Medical Association, the Minnesota Association of Public Teaching Hospitals, and major business units with Medtronic. For a listing of the medical conditions and therapies I've written about, I'd welcome you to my website. Would it make sense for us to connect? I like the fact that this person established a strong and meaningful connection right at the beginning of the email. I also liked her value statement. She certainly leveraged her background and track record. All right, here's another example. Subject line, love the big kahuna concept. Hi, Chantal. Congratulations on your new website and bed and breakfast business. The big kahuna looks fantastic, and it's a great setting for a B&B accommodation. I'm writing because I help bed and breakfast generate more targeted visitors to their website and turn more of those visitors into customers. I do this by creating valuable content that engages potential guests and by helping you build relationships on social media platforms. I have 10 years of experience in travel writing, marketing, and search engine optimization, so I bring in-depth knowledge of what travelers are looking for and where they're looking for it. Here's a short report that you may find helpful on how to successfully market your bed and breakfast online. Would it make sense for us to connect? This is a great example of how to use a very simple trigger event, in this case, the opening of a new business, as the basis for your email. As you can see from this example, the trigger event doesn't have to be anything monumental. In fact, even if this bed and breakfast was not new, but you just now came across their website for the first time, that could still be the basis for an email, as long as you keep the message relevant, short, and on point. I also liked how she stayed on message and added value up front by offering a direct link to a very relevant special report. That was a nice touch. Here's the next one. Subject line, staying in touch. Hi, Greg. You may remember me from Alteris and Symantec when I worked in product marketing. These days, I'm helping technology companies create content marketing strategies that engage buyers and help them stand out in crowded markets. Since Sage Creek also helps technology companies, I wanted to reach out to see if there might be opportunities to work together. Quite a few of our former Alteris and Symantec colleagues have hired me to build their content marketing strategies. In fact, I recently helped Matrix 42 with a thought leadership research report. Here's what their marketing VP said. The most effective lead generation program for the U.S. we had ever done as a company. Very satisfied. Kim knows what she's doing and is a pleasure to work with. You can check out my other LinkedIn recommendations here. Would it make sense for us to chat soon? If so, please let me know a good day and time to discuss. This one's a great example of reaching out to someone you've worked for in the past and how you can do that effectively with a simple email. Now, the temptation in a situation like this would be to pin all your hopes on the fact that you've worked together in the past. But this lady didn't do this. She made sure to state a clear and relevant value statement, and then to offer great proof in the way of a testimonial and a link to additional testimonials and recommendations. I thought this was very well done. Next email. Subject line, Susan Penske sent me your way. Hi, Lori. I've met Susan Penske at a few Publicity Club of Chicago lunches. She mentioned that you use freelance designers from time to time. As a freelance designer, I work exclusively with healthcare practices. My clients include Midwest Heart Specialist, VNA of Fox Valley, and Central DuPage Hospital. I also recently received a Gold Aster Award for the external newsletter I designed for Midwest Heart Specialist. Here's a link to a one-sheet that explains more about what I do. You can also see samples of my work here. Would it make sense for us to connect? If so, please let me know when would be a good day and time to discuss. In this example, the writer leveraged a mutual connection and then followed it with an excellent value statement. Notice also how she used the opening to continue the message from the subject line and how she offered a couple of links with relevant information. I like that. Next email. Subject line, saw that you landed TRW. Hello, Maria. I read about your win of TRW on your Twitter feed the other day. That's great news. Congratulations. I work with design and marketing agencies as a freelance creative professional, helping them when their work capacity exceeds what their internal staff can manage. I've worked on numerous direct mail projects, POS, internal communications, as well as high-profile national advertising campaigns for brands like NatWest, Disney, and Siemens. Here's a direct link to my online portfolio. I'd love to chat briefly if I can help you. If you're interested, just let me know when would be a good time to discuss. So this one's a great example of a pitch to an agency rather than to a direct client. It's also a great use of Twitter to find and leverage a trigger event. I thought this one was really nicely done. Subject line, congrats on the award. Hi, Matt. I read about the award you received the other day when I came across your website. That's great news, so congrats. I'm writing because I work with design studios to help them bring their website designs to life using WordPress as a CMS. In fact, my own website was recently featured on the blog of Justin Tadlock, who is a respected member and contributor to the WordPress community. I'm not sure if you use outside WordPress professionals from time to time, but if you do, I'd love the opportunity to discuss how I may be able to help you on a future project. Let me know if you're interested in seeing more samples or in discussing further. Here's what I like about the script. The guy who wrote it took a chance. The trigger event didn't necessarily tie into the services he offers, but he used it anyway, and he segued right into his value statement, which is then backed with a great credibility statement and a link to where his website was featured in that impressive blog. So the chances of getting a response may not be great because the trigger event itself doesn't really point to a window of need. However, there's enough perceived value and relevance here to stand out from the crowd of mass broadcast emails out there. All right, one more. Subject line, your new practice area. Hi, Pat. I saw the IBJ article about your firm's new practice area. Based on my work with professional service firms such as Olive LLP, Plante Moran, and Safety Management Group, I would think that one of your toughest challenges is helping corporate clients grasp the value of investing in your team's expertise in this domain. I've helped my professional service clients convey similarly complex messages to a wide range of clients and prospects through ghostwritten article programs, newsletters, brochures, and other forms of rich educational content. Might I have the opportunity to discuss your specific challenges and offer some quick ideas? I'd be happy to call. Just let me know what days, times work best for you. I thought this gentleman did a great job establishing a meaningful connection right away and getting right to the why me part of the email. Notice that rather than providing a link to samples or to a report, he offered to provide some ideas through a phone conversation. So he's positioning himself as an advisor. If you have the experience and the track record, this can definitely be a powerful offer. Okay. So there you have them, 12 more examples of email scripts from a variety of professions. As you can see, there are many ways to craft your pitch, and you don't necessarily need to be extremely established in your field in order to craft a pitch that will resonate with a prospect. So whatever you do, don't wait until your situation is just right, until you have the right level of experience, the right kinds of samples or the right client roster. Start where you are today. Take baby steps. Pick prospects and potential opportunities where you can establish some sort of relevant connection. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just start there. Get some results, and it won't be long before you have the experience and the track record to craft increasingly impressive email scripts. Remember, it's all about continually taking action, because when you take action, you'll start seeing opportunities, and they'll come to you from unexpected sources. So don't wait. Get started writing and sending emails out today.